There's a lot in what you've said, but I'd like to pick off this last issue, the designation of terrorist groups. I remember in the 80s, there was a lot of concern that the Reagan administration would label the FMLN as a terrorist organization, because then anyone working in opposition to the Reagan government's policies in El Salvador could potentially be considered a terrorist. And I remember the committee in solidarity with the people of El Salvador, CISPES, raising the alert about just such a possibility. It seems like that's happened now. How did that happen? Is it just the USA Patriot Act, or is it there's been a sort of a steady erosion of that? And also linked into that is the whole issue of, well, what exactly is a terrorist? Is there a definition in the State Department? Do they keep it secret? There doesn't seem to be ever any real clear explanation of who is a terrorist. It just seems to be whoever we don't like is a terrorist.
Right. Let me do the evolution. In South Africa, when there was a movement to stop apartheid, which was the segregation of black people from white people in a situation which was remarkably similar to slavery, there was a movement. The African National Congress was the group that largely spearheaded that, and it was involved in fighting. It was also involved in political change. So some pieces of it, some parts of it were involved in fighting, and some parts were involved in very peaceful political activity. At the time, the Reagan administration called the African National Congress a terrorist group, but there wasn't a formal designation. It wasn't against the law to relate to the ANC, and in fact, thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people in the United States gave money to the peaceful political activity of the African National Congress, and there were accountants and checking to make sure that that's where that money went. And though the Reagan administration sort of kept an eye on those folks through the FBI and others, it was legal for me and others to give money to the African National Congress. Skip ahead a decade or so to the El Salvador situation. In fact, sort of interestingly, the Nicaragua and El Salvador situations where the Contras, who were trying to overthrow the Nicaraguan government, were called freedom fighters by the U.S. government, and the FMLN was called terrorists, even though they were in some ways trying to do the same kind of things. They were both trying to overthrow a government. And they both had violent parts to them, fighting parts to them, and peaceful political parts to them. Well, in the United States, most of the U.S. people were supporting the FMLN, were supporting political change in El Salvador. The FBI, in that situation, started an investigation because they were told that there was somebody who was involved in gun running. Giving money for guns to the FMLN. So they opened an investigation. They found no evidence that guns were being given. And instead of closing that investigation, they expanded it nationwide, and they collected information on explicitly First Amendment activity. They collected people's names who were attending meetings, license plates, collected records and memberships, and, you know, got a huge database of people all across the country. That was exposed when an informant went public. And the FBI was embarrassed. They said, "We're sorry, we shouldn't have done it. We should have closed the investigation when it was clear that there was, in fact, no giving of money for guns, which is against the law. We should have closed the investigation instead of opening it." So it was in public, it was embarrassing, and the FBI said, we were wrong. Skipped forward to 1996 and the Anti-Terrorism Act of 96. All of a sudden, a number of groups, a group could be called a foreign terrorist organization, and once you were designated, you were on a list that the State Department created with no ability to challenge the information that led to that listing. Then if you were a member, if you gave money to any aspect of that organization, any work that that organization did, whether you gave them a box of diapers, not even money. A box of diapers. If you give a money, you know, a box of diapers to one of the groups on that list, knowing that they're on the list, you, an American citizen, could go to jail or be fined. And then when the USA Patriot Act passed, the fine was doubled and the jail time was doubled. And the since that time, the list of who's a terrorist organization and groups whose money has been, whose assets have been seized and frozen has trebled at least.
Mm-hmm. Is there one group that comes to mind as being one that makes you sort of think twice about this?
Well, the one I often use is Hezbollah, mm-hmm. which is in Lebanon. Not because I have any political support for their activity, and because I don't, but because of the kind of group it is. It essentially occupies, as I'm led to believe by those by many people who have expertise in this area, it occupies a huge amount of Lebanon.
Mm-hmm. And Israel does.
No. Hezbollah.
Oh, Hezbollah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's lots of schools and clinics and orphanages and all of that kind of stuff that's basically under their control. And, in fact, people who are Lebanese who want to give money and know it's going to the right place, the place that they're trying to get it to, if you're talking about humanitarian aid, tell me that they would prefer to give it to give it in a Hezbollah controlled area because they're more sure there's less sort of corruption involved in those areas than there is in through the Lebanese government, which is notoriously corrupt. So if you've got family back in Lebanon and you want to give money, you know, you're not connected to Hezbollah or whatever, you want to give money to an orphanage or to a school or something like that, which many people who have, you know, who are relatively new to the United States have strong family ties in another country. Well, if it happens to be in Lebanon, you're facing possible jail time and fine, and if you're not a citizen, deportation. For helping, you know, maybe a distant relative or, you know, giving pencils to a school, stuff that nobody argues is advancing, you know, is criminal activity in and of itself, and it's certainly not violent, and it's, you know, at most what it's doing is it's freeing up money, what they call fungibility, freeing up money from Hezbollah to then be able to spend on other violent acts, but... You know, give me a break. If you got an you got an orphanage. You don't want those kids to starve.
Yeah.
So you know that's why I talk about Hezbollah because it's that's not an all that unusual a situation.